I'm a pediatric SLP, and if your toddler is just not talking, I'm going to share some great tips that you can do in order to help your toddler produce some language. While playing with your toddler, you should always hold toys super close to your mouth so they can look at how it's produced. If your toddler's already producing some words, one way that you can target some language is by using sounds that they already have in their vocabulary. So if your toddler is saying baba for bottle, one word that you can target during play would be barn. But if they're saying hi, then you can target house. When a kid isn't speaking, the first thing that an SLP might want to do is just getting them to say anything, getting them to be more vocal. So you really want to be very dramatic and enthusiastic and be like, oh, wow, who's inside? Open. Should we open? It's a dog. And going back to, what are we trying to elicit? What word do we think will be the easiest for our kid to say? Is that word dog? Is it puppy? Is it woof? Rough? Bow wow? There's so many different words that you can say, and maybe your kid will love one of them and produce it. Don't get stuck in the same routine of the dog says woof. There's so many things that a dog can say, and if you get creative with it, maybe that will draw in your toddler's attention and make them more likely to imitate. One mistake that I see parents doing, and it's okay, but they focus a lot on the colors or the numbers, and when our kid's a late talker, we're not so concerned about the color of things and numbers. We're more concerned with, getting them to be vocal. Their first words aren't gonna come out of nowhere. We need them producing some sounds. We need them babbling, and animal sounds or exclamations are a great way to get some of that imitation going. Sometimes kids are super motivated by music. So you can make a little song. The duck says quack. The duck says quack. Every animal makes a sound. The duck says. That's right. The duck says quack. So a little repetitive song is always good, and you give them a pause and you wait and you wait, and you'll see if they imitate. And if your toddler says anything, we do not want to shut them down. We don't want to say that wasn't clear. I didn't hear you. You have to say it the right way. We want to make sure we're positively reinforcing any attempts at communication.